Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
And that's what they all say. All right, I'm back. I'm not 100, but I'm back. I'm doing my thing. Of course, you miss me like I missed you. Hopefully. Now, listen. I'm your host, Rosebud Bitter Dose. But before I get into the show, well, actually, this is part of the show. All you guys know my damn qualifications. And you know that because I talk about them. I always do. I'm such a boastful man. I am both formally and informally educated. Got me a master's degree and a BA from my formal education. And I earned a PhD in my informal education at Sidewalk University. Now, I have Sidewalk University going now, and I am just happy. I'm fucking happy. I'm well-versed in sociology, psychology, and getting at bitches. And for those of you that don't know it, I am not lying. So, I'm just saying, you know, I am qualified to do what I'm saying I'm going to do when I say I'm going to do it, because I believe in myself. I have such a belief, such a confidence. I see you too far over, but I got to get finished. I have such a confident belief in myself that everything I do that does come to fruition, it's not that I get rich from it, but I do get rich. Because each time I follow through and get, you know, something accomplished that I wanted done, it just instills in me more to just never give up the confidence I got. I don't care how many times I fail. And I know I'm going to fail. I didn't build shit and got it all the way built and tore it up because that shit wasn't right. I ain't trying to have something just because I built it. I want it to be right. So, what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is, why listen to Bud? Why would you want to spend your time listening to a motherfucker that everybody think is grouchy? Hey, I am grouchy because I am from a time when men were men, you know, and oh, slowly but surely, you know, men, they're men. I'm not saying you're not men, but you're not the kind of man that I would like to see you be. And it's gotten worse over the last decade for men. And any of you guys under 30, you really suffering. You're in denial. You're in denial from the effects that society's warped views of how men should interact with women has put you on. You know, and I better let you guys know, you know, this show is being brought to you by me, AskRosebud.com. Me, AskRosebud@gmail.com. Yeah, I'm on a me trip right now because you guys don't want to do that. All you want to talk about is some other motherfucker. You know, if that's the case, talk about me. I'm on a me trip. I'm just happy because the things that really help people who have taken my course and have had or still have a little cloudiness about certain aspects of it, they got an opportunity to come to SWU. And then they got an opportunity in SWU to really see what getting confidence is all about, because it's not no fun thing. It ain't fun to know you scary. It ain't fun. You know what, man? Hold on. Let me get you, man. You sitting there. You 240. What's happening? What you got?
What's up, Rosebud? This is Mustafa from Mali.
Hey, man. What's happening?
All right. First of all, I fucked up because I didn't enroll for SWU. So, you know, whatever you got, man, let me have it.
Man, I ain't got nothing for you, man. Why should I let you have it, man? You the one didn't enroll. You got a question?
Yeah, so my question is, like, what is your best definition of a gluk? Like,
of what?
A gluk.
A gluk?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you heard me say that, huh?
Yeah.
A gluk. That's like a... let's see how what I would say it. A goofy dude, you know, a big dude, just muscle, don't really think much. Yeah, boss. Okay, boss. You know, that kind of dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's my definition. Now, let me ask you a question.
So,
let me ask, no, go ahead. Go ahead with your next question.
No, I'm listening.
No, man. What was you getting ready to say?
I was getting ready to say, like, a gluk is someone who's not definite, right? Who doesn't have a definite idea of what he wants.
No, that's not a gluk. No, that's not a gluk. A gluk is some, I don't know what word to use, man. Doofus, you know what that word means?
Yeah. Well, someone who's clumsy, for example.
A gluk, listen, the word gluk is basically saying you're just a big, dumb person that's only good for muscle. You know, otherwise, if I need you to go beat this dude ass, go beat his ass, and you just going to go beat his ass as he's a big old gluk. Now, let me ask you.
What was it? Okay.
What in the world does that have to do with the price of tea? Why are you asking that question?
Because I want to know exactly what the fuck I don't want to be, you know, so I'm trying to get that shit out of my way.
If you would quit playing and have enrolled, you would already know what time it is in that regard, because you're going to keep doing what you're doing because you're the same as you was last time I spoke to you, and that's not sure your goddamn self. So you're going everything is going to be confusing you. A motherfucker use a word that you don't know instead of you know, going with the conversation and trying to understand the word through the conversation, you don't even get to go through the conversation. Now, you blocked, you know, because you don't know what this word means. Come on, man. That ain't how, you know, a real motherfucker think, man. You know, that's why you're going to always have questions every time I come on. Because you don't want to know no answers. All you want to do is have questions. Everybody got questions. Don't you fucking want to know the answers?
I do.
No. You want somebody to tell you the answers. So as I give you these answers, you feel you're being whatever, fed what you need. But what you're doing is getting more and more scary shit told to you. It's like you at a fair, and it's a scary house or a horror house or whatever. And you go in there and it scared the shit out you. And you think, well, hell, I'm in here now. It's going to get, a little better. But every step you take, some more monstrous shit come out. Scare your ass to death, and you can't wait to get out of there. But you can get out the scary house. You can't get out of what you in. Well, you can, but you won't. And that's the cold part about it. That's why I was talking about my school, man. That's you right now made my point for my school. because where I was coming from, let me put you back in because I see you don't really want nothing. 404, what's up with you, bro?
Rosebud, what's good with you, brother?
Nothing was on it with you.
Hey, nothing, man. Rosebud, I got a quick question, man. How would I get the same excitement out of when I was dealing with a lot of bitches that now that I'm transitioning to dealing with one bitch? How do you get the same challenge and have the same fun and get the same excitement out of when I was dealing with more than one bitch and I got one bitch now? How do you get that?
Well, man, that's something very simple to do. All you have to do is quit tripping on bras and trip on that bra. Learn what to say to her that's going to make her do some shit that she ain't really thought she was going to do. But since you didn't say it the way you said it, she going to do it. And you
right.
just got to handle her instead of you letting her handle you probably. You like her, whatever. Oh, bitch, you know what I'm saying? You know, like this here, man. Until you realize who you are and what your value is, you're going to be asking some shit like that, because I wish I would think some shit like that. How am I going to transition? You know how I'm going to do it? Do it. I'm going to just straight out do it. I ain't caring about the bitch. I ain't caring how they accept shit. Now, I ain't going to be chicken shit, and I ain't going to be reckless and, you know, all that bullshit, but I'm sure going to be doing whatever the fuck I think I should do. Because let me ask you this, bro. What if you like this one girl and you're doing everything that everybody talking about you should do and it seems like it's working and then all of a sudden the bitch leave you? Then what you gonna do? It ain't got nothing to do with what you gonna do. It should have something to do with how you feel. How would you feel? How would you feel at that point?
You
taking too long. You would feel like what?
You'll feel played. Like you played yourself.
You're right. The word played, but that's the wrong word there. You would feel crazy. You would feel stupid. Why would you feel crazy and why would you feel stupid?
Well, you done did all this shit. You really ain't pleased yourself at the end of the day.
Well, see, you go so far around it. You did what other motherfuckers said. Wouldn't you rather lose the bitch doing what you said?
You think? Your own terms. Right.
Yeah. I'm saying you doing what some motherfucker telling you to do that's, you know, like me here, I am telling you woo-woo, you know, and, man, you know what to do more than I know what to do. I mean, if you really look at it and you really think about it, who's there with the shit happening?
You are. I am.
That's right, bro. So who can handle the shit? This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. You guys don't understand confidence. You guys think bitches, man, these motherfuckers in my school ain't think about no bitches because they want confidence. You know, if you had it, you wouldn't have had to ask that question because you would have thought whatever you thought and you would have did it, period.
Okay.
I'm just saying, man, that's how life is. And everybody can, well, man, you know what, I'm just going to do that from now on. Go out and do it. I dare you. You ain't going to do it. If you was going to do it, you would have did it. You could rile yourself up. Not that you are. I'm saying you could rile yourself up. You could make yourself think all kind of shit, but you're going to do the same shit. Question whatever you think. That's what you're going to do. And, you know, since I'm saying this, oh, that's all I got to do. Stop questioning myself. No, man, that ain't all you got to do. That's what you're going to do. But there's hella shit you got to do to get to do that. And if you don't do it, you just going to, I mean, you, I ain't saying you're going to lose your woman, but I'm saying you're going to be having all kind of questions about shit, man. I'll be worried. My woman tell me she going wherever. Look, if you wake me up, I'm going to be mad in a motherfucker. But now, if you just telling me, all right, but goddamn it, you ain't, don't be telling me. I don't care where you fucking go. You know, and I ain't saying I want my motherfucking woman to be fucking around on me and shit, but I wish I would think about that shit. Well, now, if she do some shit to make me think about it, I'm going to think about it on the 100% negative tip. Because I ain't got no business thinking about that shit. And if the bitch think that shit about me, I'm going to make sure she think I'm doing whatever the fuck she's saying. Because I'm going to say I'm doing it, even if I ain't. I ain't letting you question me. You can ask me a question, but you can't question me, you know, because I am way past that. And until all of you guys get past that, you won't be able to stand up and look at a woman and tell her, so what? So hurry the fuck up and do it. That's what I tell them. Even my woman, I mean, we do argue here and there, but, you know, she say something crazy, like, I feel like, well, do it. Just hurry up. Don't even tell me about it. You know, treat me like hoes treated me, because I felt my best when I was pimping, and ain't now hoping to tell you she leaving. Hey, I break it down like that. Woo-hoo-hoo. If you're going, go. And if not, shut the fuck up. Don't make me even think that. You know, don't make me think like that, because I go all the way. I'm going with what I think. I don't want to think some crazy shit, because believe me, I'm finna let whatever that crazy shit is take me where it's gonna take me. Not that I'm gonna beat somebody up or none of that shit. I'm just saying, you know, it's gonna make me understand something ain't right. And whenever I see something ain't right, I ain't trying to figure it out unless it's some, you know, little bullshit you can handle with a statement or two. With is the bitch cheating on me, something like that. Man, how I'm gonna know? I ain't gonna drive myself crazy. So if I think it, she is cheating on me. I don't give a damn if she is or not. And if she asks me, I am doing it. Yes. Busting pussy out like a motherfucker. And believe me, I don't have to go through that shit in my house, because my woman don't want to hear that shit. She don't want to hear that kind of bullshit coming from me, because deep down inside, she know I will do some shit. If you fuck with me, don't be fucking with me. I mean, that's how I think. And I'm not saying you have to think like I think in order to satisfy yourself as a man. But I am saying, in one way, you have to think like I think, and that's confidently. And if you don't, and if you believe you do, fine, I'm with you. But see, it's just too many ways I can just tell when I'm talking to somebody. That's like I can catch, because I know what I'm listening to. I know, you know, when this, whoever she is, open her goddamn mouth saying something to me, you know, especially if she just, you know, a regular broad now, she's some Tyra Banks or whatever, that bitch can say some shit and really not give a fuck what I say, unless I'm kissing her ass, you know, and I ain't finna do that, so she ain't gonna give me the time of day. But what I'm saying, a regular broad, shit, please. I'm going to listen to her, and I'm going to say something right back immediately. Bam, fast like that. I ain't even finna think about it. I got like thousands of things floating through my head waiting for me to just pick one to say. And I don't even give a fuck what that bitch say. I'm giving a fuck about what I think, period. And believe this, I know I sound, and this is all part of being selfish and conceited, of course, and I sound very selfish, but I'm not. I am very considerate. I care, you know, buy my woman all kind of shit. You know, I don't care. Just ask me. We going to do it. You know, except for going on the roller coaster, I ain't finna do that shit. But you know, but what I'm saying is, this is not a one sided type situation. You know, any woman with me gonna be in heaven, first class. I open the doors. I do all that shit, pull the seats out, take the coats off. Come on, man, take her out into some kind of fabulous-ass restaurant, and we straight on Front Street. I'm high-side, bitch looking good, woo-woo, jeweled up. I don't even wear jewelry. I don't even wear a watch. My phone is my watch. I got jewelry all up in my motherfucking house that I don't wear because they take from me. Jewels, they used to make me. Now they take from me. You know, I am the gem, and I'm so conceited that you can't tell me I ain't. No, I'm real when I tell you this, bro. Every motherfucker that finished SWU gonna be feeling like that about himself, because that motherfucker gonna be there got some confidence. He ain't going to be then read up on no confidence. He going to be then went through rigorous things that make him see that all of that shit that he was afraid of, that was just like me being afraid of a roller coaster. That goddamn roller coaster ain't going to go off the track, but you can't tell me that. I'm a coward with it. Oh, even the little kiddie roller coasters, them motherfuckers go too fast for me. Shit. Come on. I'm not, you know. but on the real, if you, you know, I know I talk hella shit, but on the real, what I'm saying, until you can really be totally confident to think and do what you think, you will never really be confident, because you'll be questioning yourself, because there's always, in your mind, there's always something better to do. That's why people ask people, man, what do you think? Because, you know, there's no way what I think could be, you know, the best thing to think. I would, man, I might with that. Well, I did. Matter of fact, I asked my woman what she thought about something, but I already had made my mind up. You know what I'm saying? I do ask people what they think, you know, but shit, come on. You got to be confident all the way. All right, brother, you got anything else?
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
All right, man. You just sparked that in my conversation, man. I hate to burn your ear off, but you know how to go, bro.
No, you
be
good.
Cool,
okay.
Man. All right. Hey, 323, come on, man. I'm sorry. I seen you there.
Yo, what's good with it, bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
No, I got two questions. And, like, the last conversation we just had just sparked something. So you said, like, so what you're trying to say, we don't need to.
Wait. Let me see.
You
slick ass motherfucker. Thank you.
I ain't slick, bro.
I just want to make sure
I know who I'm talking to.
Go ahead.
I like wearing Jerry and designer clothes to match a bitch. So what you're saying, we don't need that to take a bitch soul and, like, to get her under our wings.
Let me ask you this. Have you bought any jewelry?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. Your favorite piece that you bought.
Okay,
whatever it is. Tell me this. When did that motherfucker say something to a bitch?
Well, that speaks to it. It's like, hey, you're like, this is the motherfucker.
No, it don't. No,
it,
bro. You are so lost. All
okay.
That does is attract her attention to you. Because once she look at that goddamn chain, it's going to stay on your damn neck. It's going to be there the entire time she's talking to you. And it ain't going to say one goddamn thing to her. So after she look at it, how is it speaking to her after that point? Let's say that your chain called her up to you. What is it going to say after that?
Well, basically, it ain't going to say shit. I'm the one who's going to, like, talk. But I consider that, like, peacocking, getting the bitch to, you know, come up to you, bump into you on accident, trying to spark conversation because you fly, you on point, basically.
Well,
so,
man,
like,
that sound good in description, but you can't be fly without that chain. Because what I'm saying is I don't wear no jewelry, and I'm fly as a motherfucker, and every bitch I see know I'm fly. They be mad at my woman when she be with me.
Well, it's like this, Roosevelt. Like, when I be approaching and I be on some regular shit, they just keep walking. They look at me like, nigga, ew. Like, I wish I was.
Because you're on some regular shit. You think
I'm talking about
fuck. Hey, listen, I know what you're talking about. I'm saying you think having a Rolex chain or some kind of diamond ring or some kind of watch or some whatever, some kind of pair of clothes ain't some regular shit?
But it'd be like if I felt like it gave me superpowers, like I'd be pumped up, animated, you feel me, doing hands.
Hey, you know why? You know why? Because you think that. So if it works for you, it works for you, bro. I ain't mad at you because you are what you think. If you put on the goddamn shit, if you put on the shit and you become Superman because you got this shit on you, flying, you animated, you know that's how you're supposed to be. So then you should be that way. Why are you fighting it?
That's how
full of shit you are, man. Listen at
you. I'm telling you, bro.
Come on, man. Come on, tell me. Go ahead.
to watch out for the jackers and all type of shit when I'd be like jeweled up and designer. So that's why, like, when you said that, it sparked something like, okay, let me listen because it sounds good what he's saying. But
bro,
that's why I'm digging deeper.
Bro, what I'm saying is there is no deeper. You don't fucking need no jewelry. All you doing is running your mouth, talking about what you got. Man, if you got a pair of sneakers, you got to watch out for jackers. I'm saying, come on, what a chain got to do with jackers?
Nah, I'm in L.A. and motherfuckers is hungry.
Man,
here, so
it doesn't matter where you at, man, because the life is life. And what I'm saying is that's what's wrong with you, man. You make up so much supporting bullshit for your shit that all you can do is keep supporting your bullshit. Your fucking shit is weak, man. That's why you don't get no action. And when you got your jewel on and you feel like Superman, you still don't get no action. It just don't hurt you as bad.
Come on, man.
Don't start lying to me, man.
I get attention like a motherfucker when I got the jewel.
Man, hey, listen, bro.
The
fact remains, every motherfucker that gets attention like you about to start lying about ain't on the line asking no questions. They ain't even probably listening to the show.
No, but the only time I get is when I got the
I understand. See, listen at you. Even when the motherfuckers show you full of shit, you keep supporting your bullshit. You keep supporting it. If you want to be full of shit, go ahead. I ain't mad at you, man. You want to be full of shit. And you keep saying shit that get holes put in it, and you still come up with some more shit. So what does that mean? You full of shit. That's why
you come up with shit every time you
open your mouth. I'm going to let you talk for the last time, and hopefully you're going to get all the shit out right now. So go on and tell me some more of your bullshit so I can smack it down, because I really don't want to hear it.
It's very important to have your tools together. You know, when you're going out there and you're campaigning, you got to have everything from your haircut on point, your shoes,
and let me ask you something,
everything,
man.
Cologne.
How many of them movies have you watched? How many of them books do you read, man? Come on. You can't. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Listen to this. Check this out. Real game. Here's a motherfucker been in the penitentiary three years. Ain't seen no bitch. And he get out the penitentiary. They give him a little care package. Motherfucker ain't got no fucking clothes. Motherfucker ain't got no jewels, ain't got no car, ain't got no money, and he catch a bitch.
He
wasn't lucky. I don't want to hear that shit. The motherfucker knew he was going to catch a bitch when he got out. He couldn't wait to get out because he told himself, man, as soon as I get out, I'm going to catch me a bitch. Now, you know why he laced? You know why he gamed up? You know why he ready and ain't think about no goddamn jewelry? Because he know what he doing. He know him. He know what bitch is like. Bitch don't give a fuck about no ring or no goddamn chain. As long as your stupid ass think that, you're going to be risking your life wearing some fucking chain that you know some jacker want to snatch off your neck just to impress some bitch that you ain't going to catch. Now, come on, man. Don't that sound stupid?
But this is a competitive world. We all are selling
stuff. Okay, I had enough of you, man. So, hey, we cool. We cool. You ain't got to keep telling me nothing. We cool, brother. You just keep believing. It is a competitive world, and you certainly ain't competing. All right. Hey, you guys. See, the thing, I'm glad that brother called, because this is why most of you will stay where you at, because instead of you realizing that shit ain't going to talk for you, that shit ain't. Pimp know that jewels in the car, like this little fool was trying to say, it's a competitive world, so that attracts attention. That's why you got it on your finger. That's why you're wiggling your fingers while you're talking, because it's a track. Motherfucker, yeah, you use that. You work that shit. That shit don't work you. This fool is letting that shit work him. Otherwise, this is how this fool is. He was walking down the street one day, downtown L.A., and he was walking. Let me get this motherfucker back on the goddamn line. Hey, man, and don't lie. Don't say nothing, but don't lie. What I'm saying is, you know, you was walking down the street downtown one day, and this Rolex chain you was looking at in the window, it just jumped out the window and jumped on your neck because you ain't went and got shit, right?
Not at all. I just, like, since a little kid, I've been into, like, jewels and shit. So I was like, I need that piece right there. I need that piece right there to go harder, like, to get my name out there. Let me ask you this, man.
You just said it makes you go harder, right?
Yeah.
Tell me the truth, man. How many bitches you got right now? I know several. You ain't going to say a number. You just going to say several. But now that I said that, you're going to say a number.
I got four. I got four. But listen.
Wait, bro. Remember the last time you told me this story? You said you had three. And you caught another one since then, I know. But you remember I bust you out because you got to telling me some kind of story and you let out that you wasn't even getting shit from them.
Listen, come on, man.
I ain't saying you a pimp, man. You ain't got to be no pimp to get something from no broad, man. See how weak you are, man? You sick, man. You sick.
You getting ranked, man. My shit is smooth with these hoes. I don't got to set that
you
up
know
down.
What it's,
I'm
you
the
you
grade,
know what's
like.
Smooth? Listen, let me tell you what's smooth. Your voice is smooth. And if you was talking to a goat or a cow, you can soothe them and they'll calm down. But your voice actually carries words on it, and the words you be saying is weak as fuck.
That's why you don't catch bras,
man. You know you ain't got no bras. The main reason you even want to be on this show and talk is so you can try to get whatever you think you're going to get, some kind of game to catch whoever, woo-woo. You might catch them, but you don't keep them. You might be handsome. You sound like you got a little handsome look to yourself. So you probably catch girls, but you don't keep them because they see you weak. Your weakness go all the way to your sex life, and you know it. Because a weak motherfucker think very weak when it comes to sex. So you can say you Superman
like,
in the bed too. I believe you.
When I'm talking to these females, I put my dick in my pocket. It ain't about the sex with me. It's about me taking over their mind.
You put your dick in your pocket, huh? You can screw it off?
Man, come on. Do you feel like that?
Hey, I'm gone. Hey, let me tell you guys something. Don't be like that. Because all this guy, he's one of these guys that love to hear himself talk. And he's got this voice. And he tries it on women. I believe this dude go out and try shit on women. I believe that. I ain't going to say I don't think he do that. I believe he put his work in. But it results in nothing. And when he get action, he was talking to this broad right here, and some broad looked at him and seen him and liked him or whatever and said, hey, what you doing? And he turn around and get his action. Bam. He might whatever. My point, you know, is when you like that, what it does is it instills a fear in your body. And whenever you try to be you, that fear take over. And you always have to be somebody else. That's why he tell me, man, I put my dick in my pocket, man. Come on, man. You know, that's something he heard. You know, I don't talk in sayings. You know, I try to stay away from them, especially when I want somebody to know I'm real. I talk in plain English. Come see the cat, you know, so they'll know I'm real, so they don't misinterpret whatever I'm saying. You know, things that matter are what I talk about. and what I want you to understand it's about. It's not about having some kind of smooth-flowing conversation and not being able to make that work for you. Man, whenever I start talking smooth, I'm finna catch, because that's what I'm doing it for. But I don't really have to do it. I do that when I'm talking to my woman sometimes, but I already got her, because there's a such thing as being smooth when it's time to be smooth. But just to have a voice, which is all this dude have, and I could, if I wanted to pull him back on here and he would be honest, he would tell you that he get that a lot. I like your voice. he should be a radio announcer. That's what you should be, bro. Be a radio announcer. See, I speak to all men. I don't really care about you trying to be slick. I don't really care about, I do care that you like this or that. But I only care that you identify what you like, so that when you're on your way to being who you're going to become, you'll know what you like. That's the only reason I care about what you like, because I ain't trying to have no friends. I'm not your cheerleaders or none of that. You know, I want to be not necessarily a mentor, but like a mentor, because I don't like punk shit, you know, and I go hard on it. See, this show is about real damn answers to the problems that most dudes have with women. And it occurs daily. Not that they try to talk to a woman every day, but the problems that they have with women occurs daily in their mind, even if only in their mind. You know, most guys have read every article. They didn't, you know, bought every goddamn fucking pickup artist bullshit and faked every way you possibly can. That's let's see this. Oh, that's Sean. What's up, Sean? Wait a minute. What's up with you?
What's happening, bud?
Nothing, man.
Well, exactly,
I'm good.
Exactly what you're saying. That's what that last caller is. He done read every article and watched every YouTube video, fucking up every. He's fucking up every saying. He don't know what it means. Yo, I ain't shit, but my jewelry, it gets the ladies excited, as if they're not going to separate you from your jewelry once they see that what you're saying is full of shit. You don't believe all that stuff, all that fancy shit you're saying.
Hey, it's all about what we learned in the SWU, man. And, you know, if you don't, you know, we don't give it away no more. So don't say shit. I don't want, you don't say nothing. You know, man, and all these guys on here that get all this stuff, they don't understand that you could think it. You could think it, my man, but are you going to do it?
Because that's what it's about. You know what be getting me is that you be ticking, and I be like, oh, shit, that's a – but in my mind, I'd be like, I know they don't understand what you're saying. I know they don't understand what you're saying. So
hey, that's why I freely say it, Sean. Hey, it's like, you know, it's like a motherfucker is 4 feet tall and I just, you know, threw the ball about 7 feet up in the air. Come on, man. He ain't never get it. It's going over his head.
He might not even see it go over his head.
Hey, man, let me get on, man. Here, but you're right, man. Hey, so let me, I'm going to put you back in. Hey, so what I'm saying is I can't even understand how the majority of you guys put up with yourselves with all the faking that you do. And this guy, 323, was just, I mean, he was so into what he was talking about. And just like I can see he was lying, bitches can see it. 9 out of 10 times, bitches that don't see it think it. Even if they don't know it, they think you full of shit. So they're going to say this or that for you to comment on so that they can prove that you full of shit. And this fool always proves it, because he don't even know bitches do that shit. He just running his mouth. And then when they say, oh, he talking about, well, do you want to? No, I ain't trying. He wonder why. Now, that's why he called my show, because he think I could tell him, which I can, why he don't really catch. But he too vain to say he don't really catch. So the reason you don't really catch, bro, since you still here, is that bitches can tell you are full of shit. I done already told you that, but I'm giving it to you again just so you'll know. So, the thing about my school is that people get satisfied. And sure, I'm a great professor. Sure, the course is whatever it is. It shows them whatever it shows them. But their satisfaction don't come from any of that. Their satisfaction comes from what they have done. They be doing shit. They be making themselves see how weak they are to even let it handle them, and it handles them until it don't. And the only reason why it don't is because, bud, I'm pressing. Every time you think it's cool, I'm going to show you what's fucked up. Because I ain't your goddamn cheerleader. I'm they motherfucking coach. And the coach want bad motherfuckers. So, yeah, you did it good, but I don't give a fuck about how good you did it. I'm looking at your bad shit. And then, you know what? At one point, this motherfucker going to run and do this woo-woo. And I'm going to say, man, you know, I ain't got shit to say to you, man. Now you're bad. Because now you got me really trying to fucking find something. First, I was just, you know, nonchalantly doing it. But when you get real sharp, I got to really try to trap you in shit. Matter of fact, Sean, you know I'm telling the truth. God damn it. I did that shit to you, man. Matter of yeah, but what I'm saying, fellas, is as I talk this shit, I am actually doing something. Even as I'm talking to you on this show right now, I'm actually on a mission, and I'm accomplishing that mission. And that mission is just thrilling me as much as the game used to thrill me, because this mission is game inclusive. It's not game shy. This game inclusive, because I've included so much game in the what's going on, except I eliminated you having to take chances on going to the pen. Hey, now, you can only do so much with it, you know, the way I'm giving it to you. But it's like 340 million times more things than you could do alone. So at least, you know, you would have that much. So my thing and where I'm really going is I want you to understand the truth about women and dating, or if you know, in them streets, you know, being in them streets with bras, because there's truths that you guys are running from. And until you face them, you just won't be the guy that you think you want to be. You'll be pretending. 954, what's happening with you?
Who's Bud? It's 954. I've been eating.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I'm trying to see. This is what I'm trying to see. Is it too late to enter? Because I know it's been about 4 weeks now.
What, SWU?
Yeah.
Well, it's too late for this semester, but you can get in next semester, which is in, July.
July.
Yeah, you can get the stuff and be working on it right now. Well, now we too far, man. We too far. You would have too much to catch up with. I would tell you to go on if you want to get in, hit me and you can get in, but that's a lot of, you got a job?
Yeah, I got a job. I work on the weekend.
Well, if you don't have no full-time job, you could catch up. I mean, it's up to you. You can, if you want to do the makeup work, yeah, come on now. But other than that, wait till July.
See, this is what I was telling you. I go to school from 8 to 4, but the good thing is I'm graduating in May, so that'd be through.
Let's roll in July, man.
July, okay. All right. I also had another question. I'm going to do that for sure. I'm going to make a deposit. All right. So let you know I'm serious about it. I got another.
What's your other question?
My question, okay, I understand the game, and in life you got to gather. You got to gather in the game. And after just going between the legs, getting the pussy, then I want to know is, not that I want to know, I want to go past that. That's my goal. My ultimate goal is to go past that.
Well, man, I mean, that's something that I'd have to, you know, take hours to explain to you, man. You know, it's also covered in SWU, man. So if you really want to get it now, you get the material. And you know, the tuition, we'll work on the tuition. I'll work with you, but I'm saying you got to have the material. And then hit me, man. Let's roll. You sound like you want it. If you do, let's roll, man.
Yeah. Most definitely. I've been having success. But my situation won't allow me to really progress. Remember, I was telling you I got a curfew, 8 o'clock curfew. So at 8 o'clock, I can't be outside. So a lot.
Man, there's a lot to do between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. You say you go to school to 4, so you know you just have to work around your circumstances, bro. You whatever they are, you created them, so work around them. Don't let them be an obstacle, man. And if they are, overcome them. That's just all it is to it. All right, brother.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Me, I don't let shit stop me. I get even, you know, and I'm not devious if that's the case, but I get even. You know, the motherfuckers told me I couldn't be a teacher, and you see, I got students now, you know, and I got people respecting me because what I am doing has an educational value, because we're not talking about catching women. That's like a fringe benefit of being the motherfucker we coming to be. You know, catching women, that's really, I mean, some of the conversations are about women, but I mean, you know, my assignments, they're for anybody as far as you can use them, but you know, we men, so naturally we're gonna want to use them on women. But my thing is to understand what you're learning. You just really need to understand. You know, don't be shy. Call in. Yeah, I'm talking shit. You know, I'm kind of calm. You know, I'm getting over this little setback, but. You know, I got plenty of shit to talk. You know, now, we didn't talk about this shit before, and we probably going to talk about it a hell of more times during the year. Every year we probably going to do that. And that's competition. I mean, you know, being competitive, you know, we all be taking that shit for granted at one time or another, but you better learn how to reevaluate your level of competitiveness. You need to do that at least once a week, if not every damn day. Because it's one thing that Youngster 323 was saying that was right. It is a competitive world. Excuse me. But the way you compete and win the race is get beyond what the race is. If the race is about catching women, then you got to go beyond that and be what women want. And what I'm saying is that's really how you catch, being what women want. You know, just because you got on a suit or a chain or whatever the hell you got on, that don't make you what women want. The way you smile and say hello and, you know, the charisma you have, that's a big part of making women want you. But the main part that makes women have it's like an aphrodisiac to women, is confidence. Long as you ain't cocky, you know, and sometimes you can be a little cocky, but I'm saying confidence is just like such a turn on for women because they don't see confident dudes. All they do is see dudes who whispering, trying to talk while their lips wrapped around a straw. You know, the woman barely can hear them because all that shows the woman is that you ain't got no confidence. Or you sound like this dude that's got this sound in his voice that's so smooth that no bitch gonna take him serious. You know, you gotta think about this kind of stuff. I had to overcome so much stuff in order for me to actually reprogram, you know, the way I think and focus on the stuff that I do, you know, these days. I mean, I just had to overcome hell of shit. But I had as reinforcement, you know, the knowledge that change is good for one thing. And when change is, you know, about promoting or achieving goals, it's even better. So my change was both of those things. And I just automatically, I always ask myself, do, you know, what I think, do that shit represent me, you know? And I always ask myself, do my thoughts define me? Because I believe, you know, the thoughts define me. I believe your thoughts define you. And if you think weak shit, that's going to be a real attribute that you have, and it's going to be noticeable. And then there's a third thing you need to always ask yourself. What would you do to accomplish your goals when it comes to getting what you want? You know, I just believe in your thoughts should represent you in all aspects. I know in order for me to accomplish that, I have to be real. No faking at any time. That's why I expose all kind of shit. Weaknesses. 786, what's going on with you, brother?
What's happening, man? What's happening, bud? What's good with it?
Dude, I'm cool, man. What's happening? What's your question?
Yeah, man. I remember you said one time, you said when you was in the game, man, you know, when you had knocked your first hole, but it took you 2 years before you knocked your next one. Why was that? Was it because, you know what I'm saying, you were still green or you just started campaigning with different peas and you just
it did not take me 2 years before I got a second one, but it did take me 2 years before I got a second one to stay. So I kind of said in my book that it took me 2 years to get a second one. But, you know, I was getting little – I remember I talked about the little brawl that me and Jimmy had the court about in Oakland, and that was before I even came to L.A. So, you know, there was different little brawls I had, but what I was really meaning was it took me 2 years to actually catch me a second one that was going to, you know, be a stand-up. And, yeah, it was
okay.
Because I started kicking it with different peas. In Oakland, I had the fuck a bitch mentality. You know, and shit, you know, whatever, fuck you, bitch, you know, everything. And when I got to L.A., shit, man, it was so much different. They was about fuck a bitch, fuck you, bitch, but they didn't ever really say that shit. You know, they just did things to let them know they don't need you. I don't need your motherfucking ass, bitch. You know, and you chose me. I didn't choose you. So don't, you know, if you want an off day, you should have been a secretary or something, motherfucker. You ain't got no goddamn off day fucking with me unless I think I don't need no money today. And that's a such thing, you know, and it might be every 2 months. But, you know, when I do it, I'm finna spend $1,000 or something. We're going to have some real big fun and you're going to remember it. But about you having all, see, I'm saying, you know, I've learned all the game that I got in Hollywood. And as far as what I got from Oakland, it was to not be afraid of shit. You know, I wasn't afraid of stuff. So, now, let me ask you guys something. Do you know, or what do you think women care about? I already had you, seen you 954, yeah. what do you think women really care about, you know, when it comes to you? There's only one thing. Women care. Wait a minute. Let me see. 713 jumped on that. You know 713?
They care about how sharp you are.
Fuck. If you ain't a motherfucker in Moscow, who is, can you say who this is?
This is Dave.
Dave Adams?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right, goddammit.
Yes, hey, I've been enjoying the show, Master. You killing it. I've been enjoying it.
For sure, man. Hey, but that's it, man. And that's dope, man. I got something for you, bro. Hey, let me put you back in. Hey, but goddammit, he took that from me, man. That motherfucker. Hey, now, besides, well, I can't take none from that, Dave. That was the right answer. Shit. Fuck it. Any motherfucking way, being sharp, see, it makes you see shit. It makes you see things developing. And you could come to a conclusion of what's going to happen before it happens. And if you bold enough to go with what you thinking when you were abroad, and this, that, and the other is going on, and you just saying, you know what, I wouldn't be surprised if you was thinking and you just say it. It might not be exact, but it might be exact, especially if you're paying attention. You don't know what you just did, man. You didn't made her just like, if she wasn't relaxed, she's really going to be relaxed, because people don't show that they in tune to other people. People always show, especially dudes that, you know, trying to get at a broad, they always show the broad that they not more into themselves, but not really into seeing who she is. See, and she's just part of the atmosphere. Well, I mean, I guess she is in a way. But no, if you want a woman to be attracted to you, you got to just concentrate on representing a real sharp man all the time. You never say stuff that's weak. You know, you just got to understand the connection between your unwillingness to be a real competitor and your deteriorating manhood. Believe me, there's a connection. Everything is a fucking competition. And it's not a competition so you can, like, run faster than me or whatever. It ain't that type of competition. This competition is you just have to show up. And you have to be visible and you have to be competing. You gonna win. Because in this competition, on the tip of a needle, you know how sharp a needle is, how small that tip is. 1,000 motherfuckers like us can stand on that and dance. There's a dance floor for people like us. We're going to win because we're winners. It don't mean we're the only winner. There's other winners, and we got room for them. But the thing is, you want to get up there. You want to be a winner. Shit, I don't give a fuck that the dance floor is more crowded than it was last week. Long as I'm able to get on up there and do my square ass dancing, I'm cool. Shit, I ain't got to be the only one up here. If you just stop faking about who you are, 2-3-3-2-3, I'm talking to you right now. If you just stop faking about who the hell you are, your thoughts would start representing you, and you would be much more comfortable with you. And it's directly because of that fake shit you be doing that you feel so much insecurity and lack of confidence when you're talking to women. Now, you can believe it. You can take this as free information and use it or not. It's up to you, man. It's just completely up to you. You just got to understand what I'm telling you. Excuse me. Competition is to make you aggressive as a man when it comes to what you want. It's not supposed to make you ruthless or do underhanded things to get what you want. But anything that's not, you know, that shit, it could be close. But I don't care. I'm doing it. I ain't going to cheat, but I'm doing it. You know, you got athletes who compete on, you know, professional levels. But the motherfuckers is competing for giant paychecks. I think there should be competition, that same level of competition on every level of life, not just on the courts or the fields of sports. There's a field that you don't even consider when it comes to competing. And that field is life. You know, where we compete for jobs and other things we aspire to have. And in this competition, you compete against men and women regardless. You don't choose to compete against them. That's the difference here. You're choosing to be competitive in this particular arena or that particular arena. You're choosing it. And I'm not, you know, blaming single mothers. But, you know, they have a lot to do with it. And the real field that I'm talking about that you don't compete in is manhood. A lot of you guys was raised in the atmosphere where you know, just weren't encouraged to compete. Just have fun playing the game. And I'm not really blaming single mothers for this shit, like I started to say, but it's society, you know, that has stolen your desires to be better than the next dude. All you guys grew up only wanting to play and participate and be equal and whatever. You know, your mom and pop didn't push you to win like my mom and pop used to push us. See, it's dangerous now, but it was like a different kind of danger when I was little. Or younger, you know, the danger of not being a man was, you know, same shit can happen to you now, but the reasons was pure racism then. Right now, it's not necessarily racism, it's prejudice, but it's not necessarily racism, but it is too. Not the same kind, though. Why they racist now, we don't know. But what I'm saying is, I think you should teach your kids, especially your boys, that they should not only enjoy participating in sports and stuff, but they should try to win. Now, this don't mean that they supposed to, if they, you know, playing football, they supposed to try to hurt somebody. I mean, fuck, you know, it's an accident if somebody get hurt. But I'm talking about, you know, besides all that shit, you're supposed to want to win. How can you even think you know how to compete when you never really competed as a child? How many times you was in a sporting event where there was no first place? Everybody got a ribbon when you was a kid. That's just the way shit was. You know, everything we did as a man-child, and the most things we did as parents raising boys in the men, it was deemed wrong and ineffective. And even though we was raising strong boys who later entered the rat race, and a lot of them won because of what they were taught as children to compete, not letting somebody saying cause you this or that or cause blah, 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 your clothes or where you come from. None of that goddamn shit mean anything. 443, I see you, man, and I hate to get to ranting like I'm doing, but you know how it is when you get elderly. Come on, man, what's up?
What's up? So, like, I'm 18. I just graduated high school, and I was hearing what you're saying about confidence and And, like, especially now, like, competition. And I've been boxing since I was 15, but – and so, like, I'm confident around other, like, other guys. But it doesn't really translate into like, when I'm with girls. Like, I sort of just get – like, when I'm with guys, like, I'm not afraid really of like, saying anything. Or like,
let me – well, hold on.
Yeah.
All that stuttering you doing, that ain't no confidence. Let me ask you something, man. You say you've been fighting since you 15?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you confident in you, or are you confident that you can fight?
I'm more that I can fight. That's the only
okay, listen, man, listen. Listen. I'm asking you this for a reason. You got to understand confidence, man. If you only have confidence at 1 o'clock in the morning, what are you going to do the rest of the time? Because it's not going to always be 1 o'clock. So what I'm saying is you got your confidence associated with because you can fight. So you're not always going to be fighting. So you don't really have confidence. And don't let me say anything to take your confidence from fighting. I am trying to get you to understand how to have confidence that translate to where the other areas of your life. You understand what I'm saying? I am not trying to tell you not to be confident in your skills. You probably do have skills. And that's probably why you're confident in that. But you will have the same confidence if you learned yourself as well as you learned how to fight. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you learned yourself as well as you learned how to, you know how to fight, you know, you don't care who it is you're getting in the ring with. You're going to put your skills and what you've been doing together, and it's going to come out a win or the best you can produce. But what I'm saying is I believe you'd be winning. So my point is that listening to this show, and if you think about it and you want to do SWU, that's where real cross the board on you, fighting is your job, so I don't need to say your job, but in life, talking to women, interacting with your children, interacting with your parents, you know, just interacting with people, socializing, having the proper conversation, the right depth, knowing how to, you know, see humor and knowing how to make jokes without being a joker. I mean, these things are things you could learn, and it starts with seeing who you are, man. Now, I said all that, but I really been wanting to ask you, man, what's your record, man?
15-1. I lost my first one.
Come on, man. You just made that up. You're not 15-1.
Yes, sir, I am.
Who are you, bro?
I don't know if I want to say my name just because, like,
Don't say it then. Don't say it.
Yeah.
What weight level you fight?
I fight welterweight.
Ain't that like 150 or 54 or something like that?
147. Junior middleweight, I believe, starts at 151. I could be wrong.
Hey, bro, I want you to continue fighting, man, and listen to me, man. My email is askrosebud@gmail.com. There's two things going on. You a young brother, and you just got out of high school. I do things for high school students, and I'm going to do something for you. Remember my email. Hit me, and you tell me your area code and the first three digits of your phone number in your email, and, man, I'm going to hit you with some stuff that you're going to love.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
I am supporting you, bro. I don't even know your name, but I'm supporting you. I'm doing this because I believe in you. I believe you believe in you, and I believe that if you get to be a champion, and all I want you to do is say you owe a little bit of it to talking to that damn Rosebud.
All these great fighters I read about, stuff like that, I hear about, they all kind of had this, either they were either like really confident with women and they were womenizers and stuff like that. But
yeah.
They just they were kind of like me. Like it just didn't transfer. It didn't transfer
well,
to any other areas.
Don't worry about it, man. What I'm gonna hit you with is gonna open the doors for you, bro. I'm gonna hit you with something
like
really
that.
Cool. Really cool,
okay,
man. So just keep winning, man, and stay in contact with me, all right? Make sure you hit my email and use your area code and the first three digits of your phone number, all right?
Okay, you said ask Rosebud at what?
At gmail.com. Ask Rosebud at gmail.com.
That's two D's,
right?
Don't
forget Rosebud got two D's in it. R-O-S-E-B-U-D-D.
Okay, I'll email you right after this.
All right, man, be cool. I'm going to put you back in. 608, what's happening with you?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
This tone, by the way, I've been emailing you. But, yeah, I had kind of had a similar type thing with this young dude where it's like, I don't have no problem talking to a female or, you know, kind of, you know, charming, laughing and joking. And, you know, just being at ease with her. But when it comes to, like, trying to, like, pull her, like, go from, like, a casual conversation to you should be with me type thing, that's where I always, like, problem be for me.
Hey, so man, you know I'm chicken shit, man. So I ain't trying to, you know, be your friend or nothing, man. But just listen to this. And you got to understand this. You can't catch no broad stuttering like you doing, man. You just can't do it. And I'm not saying it's a really big deal, but since I'm telling you this, you got to be aware of it. And you got to slow your conversation down to where it comes out smoothly. Because when you do that stuttering type shit, I don't know if you was on the show earlier when the dude asked me about the word glook, but that's what glooks do. Not that stuttering makes you a glook. When you, if you have some sort of handicap and you stutter, then you stutter. But I'm talking about your stuttering don't sound like no handicap. Your stuttering sound like an unsureness about what you want to say. So then you like, you know, and all that stuff, man. Come on. That kind of shit, that ain't going to get you no bra. Who wants to? You got to think about it, man. That sounds like you need maintenance, man. Don't no woman want to just volunteer to be babysitting. And not that you a baby, but if you got problems. So what I'm telling you is this. You asked a question or you made a statement, you know, that you don't have no problems joking around, kicking it with a woo woo woo. Because while you doing that, they ain't getting a fuck that you goddamn stuttering like that. But when you start goddamn talking about, hey baby, you know, you wanna go over here and do you know what? My kneecap just came off and it rolled across the street and I gotta go get it. They tell you stuff like that. That's because they don't wanna say, nah, motherfucker, you sound weak. So I'm being real with you, bro. You sound weak as hell. Get that shit together, and you'll see a big change.
Yeah, you've been telling me that.
What? Who the fuck is
that?
Every
time I call you, that's what you tell me.
You're weak?
I've been calling you. There I go.
Man, I get a lot of calls, man. I don't remember.
I've been emailing you. Tone.
Oh.
Tone Fudge.
Khalif?
Tone Fudge.
Fudge. Oh,
Fudge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, man. Even your emails be weak, man. Come on, man.
Okay.
Come on, man. You know, you
so
can't.
How do I make sure they move strong?
You don't have
strong.
None of my cores, do you?
I got the two piece.
What's the two piece?
The one and two. One and two.
Look, man, you didn't even those give you more than you got. And you didn't study them. You just, you know, looked at them. Come on, man. If you want something to work, you got to put work in it. And I'll tell you what, I guarantee if you bought those and you actually study them, you will buy the rest because you will see the difference. You can't just watch it and hear it. You know, you're just hearing shit. You got to do what it's telling you to do. That's how you get the confidence. Just because you heard this doesn't mean you're going to get some confidence. If it say talk to 12 women tonight, go talk to 12 women. Fuck if you catch them, which it ain't even about catching. It's about doing what's going to get you the confidence that you're seeking. And all you're doing is seeking confidence. You're not getting it. We as SWU get confidence. We ain't looking for confidence. We know it's out there right in front of us, and we get it because we do the things that make us confident. We don't sit up and, you know, skate or do whatever you want to call you what you're doing. Why haven't you got the rest of the course if you do have the first two? And before you answer that, answer this. How did you watch it? You had to watch it like back to back and only one time.
Well, basically, I watched part of it. Like, I worked during the day, so I kind of catch a couple, you know, a couple minutes of it, then put it on pause, come back to it. So I try to, like, think about it, you know, kind of like, you know, reflect
bro,
on it little by little.
Bro.
I need to go back to it.
Bro.
I need to go back to it.
You need to go back to it, and you need to watch it at least 30 minutes at a time. You
okay.
Gotta, you can't watch a few minutes of it and expect something to soak in. You gotta watch some of it. I would say watch the whole first part and then watch it again. And on the third time, I would actually start doing what it says. And the times you did watch it, you didn't even try what it said, did you? Be honest, man.
Honestly, no. It's been, no.
So listen, man, let me ask you this. You spent your hard-earned money, and you bought something that you wanted to work. So why didn't you at least do what it say that's going to make it work? Why? How can it work if you don't do what it says do?
I mean,
don't answer it, bro. Don't answer it. I'm not fussing you out like a parent. But that's how you sound like a silly kid, man. You don't want to spend your money and don't do what you're spending your money for. It's like buying. I'm a hell of a singer, and you buying a ticket, second row center, cost you $500, and you decide you don't want to go. Come on, man. You ain't gonna do that. So
right.
What I'm saying to you, bro, start over. Be serious.
All right.
Try to get what you can get. And then let's hear how you sound. Let's hear where you coming from. You got to be serious and do what it's telling you to do. That's what the people in my SW, they're experiencing it now. Because they're used to reading this and reading that and then saying what they read, blah, blah, blah. And if they can say what they read good, they get an A. Man, I could give a fuck what you read. You're going to do it. Let's go do this. You're going to record doing it. You're going to do it. And then you're going to see your courage grow. And as your courage grow, your confidence will start blooming because we don't play around. You guys play around. You spend money and you have do shit. And then you like want to ask all these questions as if any of the answers is really going to give you confidence. They're not. If anything, they're going to confuse you more. Why? Because you haven't done what it takes to absorb it. You got to do it, bro. If you want this to work, you got to do it. And that's what SWU is all about. They don't really know that until they get in there, and then they really don't know that until I tell it to them, which is going to happen on this next conference call, because first 2 weeks is basically so I can see where they're at. You know, and they're all always in the same spot here. And they're scared to death to do what the assignment is. That's because they used to reading it. And then when I, you know, gave it to them and they read it, oh, yeah, this sounds like a gas. So what they do, they write this, that, and the other. They put this up, you know, in the group, sound like they know it. Okay, man, go do it. Motherfucker can't do shit. But they are. They realize they can't do it, and then they start doing it. And then as they start doing it, they start getting the growth that they would get from doing the exercises. And then slowly but surely, it grows exponentially. Hey, man, I'm going to put you back in. I got another caller, man. Hey, 702, what's up?
What up, bro? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I was just thinking about asking this question. Do you feel like most people would rather not compete at all than having the slightest chance of losing?
Well, hell yeah. And they compete mentally by saying, oh, man, I don't want to do that. You know, I could do it. But, yeah, man, I'm the same way, man. I don't want to lose. You know what? You know, I play this pool game on my phone. And I know this computer can do anything. I'm talking about, and it shows me periodically. But I try my best not to lose. And I didn't run up to like $1 million. And I would be paying, you know, $5,000, $10,000. And I didn't got up to $1 million. But what I'm saying is I take competing that seriously. Otherwise, the average person don't care if the computer – I mean, they want to win. But if the computer wins, they know the computer can win, you know. But what does that mean? Hey, bro, let me ask you this. If you're a competitor – and you playing this game I'm talking about, and the computer can just about make any shot, how can you win?
If the computer can make about any shot, I don't know, honestly.
Don't miss.
Okay.
If you don't miss, the computer don't shoot.
Right. Make every
I don't
shot.
Miss, bro. Hey, I don't miss, but if I miss, I already know the game over. If I don't make nothing on the break, I already know it's damn near going to be. Or sometimes they get fucked up and I get a shot. But what I'm saying is I break the exact same, the computer breaking all kind of ways. And I can't match what that computer doing, so I same position every time. That's the way I break. If I make some, I make some. If I don't, I don't. But if that motherfucker miss, I'm running the table. And that's just the way I think. That's the way I play. And that motherfucker, I'm telling you, the computer will cheat on you. Because when you be playing for like $200,000 or $300,000 and I'm about to run the table, it'll blink off. It'll go off. And then it'll come back on like you starting a whole other game.
Don't get a computer a shot. Don't get a computer a shot to win.
Hey, right. That's the only way you're going to lose when you get to playing on the level that computer, because you can play on all kind of levels. I'm on like level 90 or something like that, but you can play a motherfucker that's on level all the way up to, I don't know, infinity, I guess. But the highest I played was 160. That motherfucker, when he broke, that motherfucker made almost all the balls. Mine and his. Then he ran the table about 5 times in a row. And I knew I couldn't play that motherfucker, man. So I had to go down. When you start playing with that kind of money, you know, they get good. But my point is when you competing, you cannot give in to circumstances. Otherwise, boxers wouldn't fight after their first loss. You can't give in. You have to want to win. And that's what I want to win everything. I don't care what it is. I want to win. And I taught my daughter, losing is not an option. Now, if you lose, you lose. But about you not caring, you know, she would be playing, so I forget what sport it was, volleyball. And when they, oh, I don't care, Dad, about that. No, hey, don't be coming in here talking about you don't care. You know, that means you didn't play hard. You know, we couldn't. And now that people, you know, just do things to do it instead of doing it to actually accomplish them or win, you know, it makes them soft. It makes them not go for things in life. What you say, man?
I'm about to say, you think your daughter said that because she rather go in the mentality that I don't care if I lose, so when she do lose, she don't feel like there's a consequence. She don't feel like, oh, it wasn't nothing to me anyway in the first place.
Well,
you know, so you,
it doesn't
so you
matter.
Doubt,
it doesn't matter. You can't entertain why you say that silly shit. That's some stupid shit. Why play the game if you don't want to win? It's not a game if you're just playing, because that's when you outside, you're just playing. You know, whatever,
right.
Jump rope, whatever. You ain't trying to, you know, win. But then when you start doing that one where they doing them two ropes and I forget what they call it, but you try to win then, you know, when you're just playing, you're just playing. But there's always another level when you want to win. And you want your kid to want to win. You don't want your kid to, you know, 8 years old lifting weights and, you know, going, working out because you want him to be some kind of football player. No. See, because when we was kids, none of that happened. Jim Brown, them kind of motherfuckers just was good in what they did and they went to whatever sport. Today, people make athletes. They see this kid and they start him as a kid and they just make him miss his childhood. Talking about making him an athlete. And what happens if that motherfucker don't make it to the pros? He end up being a drug addict. That's how a lot of them, a lot of shit happens, man. You know, because people don't compete. And when they do compete and don't know how to handle losing, because I tell people all the time, losing is the best teacher in the world. You can't be mad for losing. You can only be mad if you didn't get a lesson from the game that you played and lost. So if, as long as you got a lesson, you didn't win. That's just the way it is.
So there's always a reward. It's always a reward.
When you think properly, you got to think properly to receive your reward. You can't be thinking like society wants you to think. Man, if you suppose to walk over here and say five things in this order, and you probably going to get as a reward, whatever, this reward. So you walk over there, and you can't even say two lines, one line. Did you lose?
No.
Why?
You lost. Because you can't
get
two lines.
Why you say you
lost? Because you can't get two lines off. You didn't compete. You didn't complete the activity that you're supposed to
okay.
do.
Okay. Listen. The way you think. You said the best answer. You didn't lose. You didn't complete the activity. But you did win because you gained a whole bunch of knowledge about even getting to that second sentence. Because now, the next time you go to do it, you're going to have this confidence of the second sentence, which may promote you even getting through it. Now, let me ask you something else. Let's say you get through it and you don't get the reward that you was expecting. Did you lose then?
Nope.
Why not?
Because whatever I got from that, I can take and put it anywhere in my life now. Because I learned that.
No,
one
bro.
Lesson.
No. You overthinking. You won because you completed your task. That's a victory.
Right.
Completing your task is the victory. The reward of completing your task is something else. Maybe you didn't get it, but you still got to get your a victory. Celebrate your small victories. You got to look at your small victories in order to see them. 443, let me see. I'm going to bring you in while I'm talking to bro. What's up, man?
I know you don't got that much time because it's a 10:30 end, but basically, like, if you could give just, like, a little bit of advice on, like, they, like if you're friends with somebody, like, you're friends with a girl or something like that, and, like, you've been friends with them for a long time, every once in a while, like, they will hint at, like, they want to, I don't know, like they want it to be a little bit more than friends, like, but you don't know, like, you have a hard
bro,
time.
Bro, stop, stop, stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm smoking that weed. Hey, but what I'm saying is you got to, you know, quit tripping, man. You know, evidently, how you going to be a friend with some woman? Especially a long time. And how she asking you about taking it to the next level? I don't get that.
So basically, like I didn't really try to have it be a friendship. But
I didn't ask you that. I'm not saying nothing about that. It's obvious you didn't try. I'm saying, why didn't you try? What about you make you want to be friends with a woman that's obviously good-looking enough to ask to think she could ask you to, or hint to you that she want to take it further, but you, such a big old square, you going to sit up there and say, maybe in a little while after I think about it. No, why? Come on, I want to know. Stop, right? Don't say nothing. 702, what do you think about what you just heard?
I think what I just said, he don't want to compete and lose. He's probably thinking about what she wants instead of what he wants.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
True.
He wants her.
4-4-3. Come on. Is he right or wrong?
No, that's true. Like I'm not kept trying to do things that I think that she would.
Hey, you got a single mother?
No, but my dad, he's really home ever. Like, he's always traveling.
Well, check this out, man. What I'm saying is, you young, so you still influenced by the way you was raised. But, see, women, especially nowadays, they raise boys to be submissive. And they raise boys to not be punks or nothing, but they raise them to think that to be a cool dude, you have to be submissive. So, you know, you just honoring, if that's the case, how moms brought you up. But what I'm saying is you missing a lot because, just like brother said, 702, he said, man, you afraid to lose. That's what being passive does to you. And you're just amazing because you can box and you're in a really, 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 really competitive a profession. So it seems to me, no, it don't seem to me. I understand it totally. You're actually a good kid. That's probably what it was, right? You didn't get in no trouble, right? Or did you?
That's why I started boxing. But boxing is I'm mainly motivated by fear when I box. Like, that's why I could even do this for 3 years. Like, that's why I am where I am, is because of my fear. But I can't. I'm not saying I can't. I know I can. That's why I'm calling. That's why, like I know what I can do, what I can be. But I just, I don't know.
Believe me, man.
Like,
believe me, man. You can be anything you want to be, and you already on that road. What you need to do is simply transfer a lot of that confidence to the rest of your life. And what I'm finna just relax. Don't even want to talk no more. I'm going to send you something that's going to open the door to everything we talking about. And then you just simply call in and thank me. That's all you got to do, man. And kick ass every time you have a fight. This dedicated to Rosebud. Hey, you guys, we out of time. This is a dope show. I love this shit when it's like this. It was a good welcome back. And I'm out, you guys. Hey, 443, make sure you hit me, man.
I already did. I already emailed you while I was in the queue or whatever.
Okay, man. You guys be cool. Hey, Sunday show. Everything going on as usual.
All right, take care, man.
All right.
Thank you. I'll see you.